If you walk around Seattle's Central District this summer, you may see some official-looking signs about new developments and neighborhood parks. But look a little closer, and you'll find they're not what they seem. 88.5's Simone Alisea takes us there.
There's new construction all over the Central District, and with that, there are a lot of developer signs advertising what's to come.
And at the top, you see a big coming soon. And, you know, your typical kind of Rhino 3D screenshot rendering with a person jogging, another person with a child, everybody white in the image.
Sarah Zodi is an artist and landscape designer. This development is just up the street from Leviso Park, where there's another sign that says coming soon. It seems to show a future version of the park walkway that includes tall Moorish archways. And it looks very official. There are logos for developers and partners on the project. Everyone depicted in the rendering, socializing in this envisioned new park, is black.
And so you see elements of there's a local tradition of drum lines, but also the sort of Pan-African traditions of carnival.
But it's all fictional. Zodi is part of a team of artists and designers who are responding to changes in Seattle's historically black neighborhood and to the efforts of the Africatown Community Land Trust, which is starting to develop its own property at 23rd and Union. In a neighborhood where the black community has felt disenfranchised by new development, Zodi says these signs are like a portal to a parallel universe, but maybe one that could be attainable.
There's a really thin line between fantastical and reality. You know, putting people on the moon was fantastical, you know, but we did that. So, you know, building a building that has African culture infused in it doesn't seem that fantastical in a sense, you know?
The signs will be up throughout the summer at Leviso, Pratt, and Powell Burnett Parks, as well as the Midtown property at 23rd and Union. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.